Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. We will be frequently posting sermons from our Sunday services to offer insights and interpretations of Scripture and to help you connect biblical teachings to your daily life and circumstances. You may also watch our entire worship service online on Facebook or YouTube. This podcast was recorded on Sunday, July 6, 2025. Today's sermon references chapter 6 of Galatians, which will be read by Liz, our worship assistant. Then our guest preacher, Steve Poitinger, will deliver today's gospel reading, followed by the sermon.
Our first lesson is from Galatians chapter 6, an introduction. In the close of his letter to the Galatians, Paul encourages them to live as people made right with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Here, Paul offers practical advice about how believers exercise common concern for one another in the family of faith. A reading from Galatians. My brothers and sisters, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I am writing in my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy and upon the Israel of God. Word of God, word of life.
The gospel is from the 10th chapter of Luke. An introduction. Jesus commissions harvesters and laborers to go where he would go and do what he would do, risking hardship and danger in exchange for the experience of great joy. They offer peace and healing as signs that the reign of God is near. A reading from Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a person of peace is there, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, Even the dust of this town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. The 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us. He said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. Indeed, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. The word of God, the word of life. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I love that greeting that Paul uses in Philippians. Just a fantastic way to greet people. So a little background on this. So about a month ago, Katie and I are back there for the celebration after this service. And Pastor Heidi had been the supply pastor that day. And we were talking about, she says, I'm going to be starting middle of July. And I said, oh, I'm doing the sermon on July 6th. And she goes, set the bar low. And I said, it's going to be really low. You don't know how low that bar is going to be, okay, for when you start. At the end of this, we're going to have an audience participation. Go figure that out. We're asking a retired teacher to do this. So be listening. I'll give you hints, too, so you guys will score. First period. First service was all over this, so I think you guys will, too. This sermon is about, the title of the sermon, or this sermon is about, what are we called to be as Christians? What are we called to be in our walk as Christians? What are we called to be, did we learn, like kindergarten, from these readings to permeate our life? We're going to focus on the two books that we read today, Galatians and Luke, and we're going to pull in a little bit from what we've already read or what might be coming. Really, you know, the letter to Galatians is meant to be read in its entirety, six chapters, six parts to it. But because of church and we can't have a reading that goes on for an hour, I guess we could, but we're not going to. It's broken up over six Sundays. So today we read the last part of it. So we're going to focus on that. We're also going to focus on Jesus' instructions to his disciples when he sends them out. Because there's a lot in there about how we should be as Christians. Quick background, the letter to Galatians is written to the church in Galatia. It is a Gentile church, handful of Jews smattering through it, okay? And at the center of this, Paul is writing the letter because they are having problems, and they are having disputes and internal disputes, and most of it is centering around circumcision. And should the new believers, the new Christians, the Gentiles, be circumcised in order to be followers of Christ? So you could imagine that might be a little bit of a hurdle for a 40-year-old man who wants to become a follower of Christ. Okay? The book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, is written for Gentiles. So there is a distinct audience to both of these readings. Okay? So these aren't the Jews, necessarily. All right? These two books are loaded with the verb to be, or be, to be, okay? Just what you wanted to come to church for. In case you didn't know, to be is an irregular verb, meaning it can be used in lots and lots of ways, an action verb, past tense, present tense, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I bet you did not know that to be is the most used verb in the New Testament. You think about that for a minute. Okay, and it's used especially as an action in future tense. Okay? So file that away. That's important. Okay. Second thing, to be is the most commonly used verb in the English language. To be is the most commonly used verb in Greek, of which most of the Bible eventually was written and translated into. And it is also, I didn't know this one, the most commonly used verb in Aramaic, which is what Jesus spoke. So, what are we called to be? What are we called to be as a church, ELCA Worldwide? What are we called to be as a congregation? What are we called to be in Lebanon, Ohio? What are we called to be as individuals doing our best to walk the Christian walk? And what are we called to be as Christians? Both of these passages give us lots of examples of to be in our lives. First, let's dig into these. Let's go start with Galatians, then we'll move to Luke. A theme that permeates Galatians, and you heard a little bit of it today, but you heard gobs of it last week, is that we are saved not by anything we do or by getting circumcised or anything like that. We are saved through the grace of Christ. We are saved through the cross. We are saved through our faith in a loving God and a graceful God who extends his grace to us, and we are not deserving of it. And that permeates all of Paul's letters, especially Galatians. And in regards to circumcision, he says, you guys are focusing on the wrong thing. It's not about this. It is about the grace of Jesus Christ. We are justified through faith in God's grace. But he goes on to say that what sets us free isn't following the law. It is the freedom of Christ. And trying to walk that walk, okay? He says at the end of the day, this is about law versus grace. Circumcision is the law. Grace is where we want to be as Christians. We are free by the Spirit. Longtime member recently passed a few years ago, Art Johnson. Art and I always used to greet each other. Art, how are you today? Steve, my soul is well. My soul is at peace. As I read these passages, I just brought myself back to that. And Paul says that at the end of the day, this debate is the law versus the cross. The law versus grace. Don't, if you remember anything today, remember that. Probably the most important thing. These words set Martin Luther free once upon a time. In Galatians 4, 5, and 6, what we finished with today. Paul then breaks it down even further. If you've somehow missed this, I'll lay this out to you as to how you want to act as a church. And he says, you are to be, we are to be, try to remember these, gentle, loving, faithful, joyful, kind, generous. This is one of my favorites, which I missed initially. We heard it today. Accountable. Accountable not just to each other, but to yourself. And then he goes on. Patient. Forbearance. I love that one. This is old school, so sorry. But if you don't know what forbearance is, we all had it drilled in our heads, if you're old enough, back in the day, that, oh, sorry, you can't have this. You're going to have to wait. You'll get this another time. We're not getting this today. Your happiness does not hinge on today. Okay? And then at the end of it, he says, to be at peace. Is your soul at peace? And in chapter 4, he talked about that your soul is at peace when it is buried in the cross of Christ. I love that imagery. Now, so we got those words. In Luke 10, there is actually a lot here about how to be with how Jesus treats and tells and the instructions he gives to the 70 or 72, depending on the translations you get. Okay? But to fully understand this, we got to go back to Luke 9. See, sadly, a lot of times we just look at a passage and there it is. In Luke 9, the kingdom of God is revealed. Jesus reveals the kingdom of God in Luke 9. Here are some of the events that happen in Luke 9, that the kingdom of God is manifest. And his followers, which number, if you read through Luke 9, it's in the thousands. And the kingdom of God is right there. What happens in Luke 9? Jesus is transfigured. I mean, I don't know how much more of a manifestation of the kingdom of God would be seeing the transfiguration of Jesus. Jesus feeds 5,000. So there is a physical manifestation of taking some bread and some fish and feeding 5,000 people and having leftovers. Jesus goes into this Samaritan village who doesn't accept him. And we heard this last week. And some of the apostles want to rain down hell and fire on these people. That'll show them. And Jesus just says, and just walks away. He goes on. So file that away a little bit, okay? Also in chapter 9, Jesus sets his ministry towards Jerusalem. He puts his hand on the plow. And if you've ever plowed or run a lawnmower, you know, or anything like that, you better be looking out there, because otherwise your lines are like this. And he's got his face set towards Jerusalem. He knows what's coming. And this is the key part of his ministry. Okay, so all of these things, the kingdom of God is right there. And then that takes us to chapter 10, where he sends out the 72. And he sends them out in pairs, two at a time. And he sends them out to all the places that he could possibly visit, from Galilee all the way to Jerusalem, which really isn't all that far, okay? But it's a lot of places. And he sends them out. He says, I want you to go and make these places ready and to preach the kingdom. And then he gives them some instructions. And then he sends them, okay? And as they're leaving, he gives them this daunting task. The harvest is really large. The workers are few. But he gives them words of encouragement, which we'll get into in a minute. So, as these people are off and going, what are some of the two B's in Luke 10? First, go. And that's not a to be, but it kind of is. Go. He doesn't say, hey, we'll go in a month. We'll go in 6 months. He says, go. Now. Teamwork. He sends them in twos. You don't have to do this alone. There's a great lesson for us here as we're without a pastor. We are the church, okay? This is part of the journey. On the journey, you will not be alone. Travel light, which is hard for us in our world of material possessions. Have faith. Stay with people. Be with people. Don't go off, you know, and lock yourself away somewhere. And while you're with people, be humble. Be accepting. Be thankful. Be gracious. Preach the kingdom with them. Lastly, extend peace to these people. Peace be with you. Takes us back to the beginning of the sermon. But here's what's interesting. And then he says, when you're done, leave and go on. Look, so it's look to the future. Don't look in the past. Don't look at things you could have done differently. Go on, because the harvest is big and the workers are few. Quick side note with shaking off the dust. This was and this would not have been lost on these people. It would have been clearly obvious. When Jesus says, if they don't welcome you in these places, shake off the dust and go on. Shaking off the dust was something the Jews would do routinely with unclean people in villages, Gentiles, Samaritans, etc. Like, hey, you know, I'm not going to be part of you. And so by these disciples going into these towns, not being welcomed, and then shaking off the dust and leaving, this was Jew doing this to Jew. And that you missed the kingdom of God was not only going to be near, but it was going to be right in your village. And you somehow missed this. To summarize Luke 10, go with urgency. Travel light, have faith, work as a team. We are the church. At the end of chapter 10, what follows this account is the parable of the Good Samaritan, which really brings all this together. Okay, probably the ultimate guide on how to walk the walk. Just like kindergarten, as Christians, just like in kindergarten, where we learn things in life through the gospel and Paul's letters, we are given instructions and tools and calls for how to treat each other and live our walk. We are called to be, what were some of the words you heard from Galatians and Luke? We are called to be joyful, to be kind, accountable, generous, patient, faithful, at peace. That's a good way to end. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.